But for last year, cocoa earnings declined by about 25%. Gold earnings declined by more than 10%. So that created a gap. Part of that gap was filled with an increase in non-traditional exports and an increase in oil exports. The non-traditional exports is a more interesting one because it is also resulting from the exchange rate depreciation that gives an incentive to exporters rather than importers. Because in Ghana, the last year, the exchange rate also depreciated way beyond what the Bank of Ghana had projected. But it has a positive aspect that exporters now are encouraged to increase exports. And as I say, the non-traditional export data that I've seen suggests that there's something like a 30% increase in earnings on the non-traditional export sector. And that is good. So all in all, as I say, we have taken hard decisions in 2013. It should allow us in 2014 and the future to have an easier time. But it doesn't mean that we take our eyes off the ball. Difficult decisions have been taken. The promises for the medium term are good. 2013 was for us a difficult year. The new government and difficult economic circumstances. Every time after an election, we go through a period of stabilizing the economic situation.